crying in baseball!
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things. Play ball!
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Holy cow!
It was a big day on the baseball field yesterday for the Carbon Dinos. They earned their first two region wins of the season, pulling a doubleheader sweep off over the Richfield Wildcats. You can get the complete game recaps at CastleCountryRadio.com. First game, 6-2 victory. In the second game, a 1-0 victory. We just talked about it during that last commercial break. Joining us right now in the studio to go a little bit more in-depth, we have Coach Jeff Cincinnatus. Coach, always fun to get you in here.
Oh, good to sneak back in here. Appreciate it, Jordan.
Definitely. Let's talk about two victories. Yesterday, Richfield comes into town. I mean, this was a big set for you guys. You start region playoff 0-3. Richfield, it doesn't matter what sport we're talking about, they're always competitive, and you guys manage to take not one but two games.
Yes, yesterday was a big day for us, like you mentioned, starting out 0-3 with Canyon View a couple weeks ago. Having a bye week last week and not playing any games is always hard to do. And, you know, we came out yesterday, started out a little bit flat against Richfield, but give them credit, their pitcher, Mason Torgerson, he's an excellent left-handed pitcher. You know, he started the game off this year just like he did last year, striking out the first six batters he faced. And, you know, it was a slow start to the game, but we eventually got on to him in the middle innings and, you know, actually was down 2-0 to start the game, but ended up winning 6-2. And I just thought it was a big win for our program, bouncing back after a three-game loss to Canyon View and then not playing for a week. You just never know how your kids are going to come out to play. And, you know, it took us a little bit, but we played hard. You end up getting a win in the second game also, but, you know, overall just a big day for Carbon Baseball. And you don't think about it as being a big deal. You know, Richfield's not, you know, normally known as a great baseball program, but, you know, they've gotten steadily better and playing pretty good baseball right now in our region, and as is everybody in our region. And, you know, any given day, anyone can beat anybody, and so it's important that you come out and you win these games, and especially win your home games.
Last week when we talked to you about the bye week, you weren't exactly high on it. It can go one of two ways. It can either be really refreshing, or if you look at it, it could be a negative, especially if you're playing good baseball. All in all, how did you view the bye week now that, you know, two games later we're 2-3 instead of 0-3?
It's the best bye week we've ever had, obviously. We come out and won two games in a row. But with that said, I mean, I still don't like the bye weeks. Last week was a terrible week for weather, and I'm not sure what we would have got accomplished last week, even if we didn't have the bye week with weather. There were a lot of postponed games, a lot of rainout games up north and everywhere else. Even had a few in our region where teams didn't get a chance to play. So, you know, maybe it was a blessing that it was our bye week and it didn't put us behind on playing games, because now there's some teams in our region that are going to have to make up a game or two. And I don't know when they're going to do that. I mean, when we're playing three games in a week, I have no idea when they're going to make those games up. It makes it extremely tough. So, you know, maybe the bye week was a blessing for us last week because of weather and whatnot. But, you know, ultimately you just don't like to take a whole week off in the middle of your season when you're trying to get better every day. You know, practice can be good, but even last week with practice, it was hard because of the weather. You know, we didn't even get to practice on Friday here because the weather was so terrible and things like that. So, you know, other than that, I guess I can say the bye week worked out good for us in a lot of different ways. And, you know, with our two games yesterday, it didn't seem to affect us very much.
Cole Fawcett gets the win in game one. Game two, Mitch Olson comes out. Kind of baseball that I really enjoy watching. Final score is 1-0. You win a 1-0 pitcher's duel. It's always fun to come on come out on the winning side of a game like that. Mitch was very good for you guys.
Yeah, I can't say enough about what Mitch did in our second game. You know, like you said, winning a 1-0 ball game is extremely, extremely talented job for him. And if you'd have looked at it, you'd have thought that maybe when Cole pitched our first game with the Torgerson kid from Richfield, that could have been a 1-0 game. With those two great pitchers facing each other, as it ends up at 6-2, but a really well played game in the first game too. You know, we just put together some hits in the middle innings and scored some runs and played air free baseball. We had three or four diving plays yesterday on the defensive side of the ball that, you know, were just those hustle type plays that you like to see as a coach, and the effort was given. And then Mitch follows it up with a 1-0 performance. Pitched almost the entire game. Goes with two runners into the seventh inning with two outs before we brought Cole back in, actually, to throw to the last hitter. Just kind of a matchup thing that we've seen in the first game, and Cole thought, you know, he was okay to pitch, you know, to a guy or two in that seventh inning. And so we put the ball in his hands again, and he ends up with a win and a save in the same day. But, you know, extremely happy with the way Mitch pitched. And our defense behind him was good again. Again, we had a couple diving plays. I think we only had one error the entire game. And it's something that didn't hurt us. And, you know, I would like to have seen us hit the ball a little bit better than we did in the second game. But it's like I told the guys when it's over with, if it's 20 to nothing or 1 to nothing, it all counts as a W when you're on top. And just it gives me a little bit more gray hair as a coach to be in a 1 nothing ball game. You know, I'm pacing and upset at every little thing we do when it's 1 nothing, and you kind of let some of that stuff go when you're up 10 to nothing. But either way, I thought our team got better yesterday in our effort and the way we played and the way we approached the game, and I just hope that we can carry that, you know, through the rest of the season.
Obviously, it's a team aspect. It's a team game. But when you take Mitch out with one out to go away from a complete game shutout, what's his reaction?
He was getting tired, and I'll be honest with you, he might have been even more surprised than we were that he pitched as long as he did. I mean, obviously, he thinks, you know, he could probably throw all day, but, you know, he knows his body, and he probably was feeling, you know, a little bit tired even before that and just didn't want to let us know that. But he didn't have any problem with coming out. And as it worked out, you know, the next kid up hit a ground ball to Mitch at third base. So he picked the ground ball up, stepped on the bag to end the game anyway. So, you know, he was a part of the entire process of, you know, the first pitch to the last pitch. So just extremely proud of what he did yesterday. And it goes a long way confidence-wise for him, myself, and for our team that Mitch can go in and pitch, you know, against anybody when we need him to. And that's going to be big when we get into these state playoffs and whatnot, because Richfield's a good baseball team. It's not like he held a mediocre team to no runs yesterday. They've done a good job hitting the baseball and putting runs up on the board. Even in their losses this year, they've scored a lot of runs. So, you know, I think it was good for him. It was good for our team to know, hey, we've got another guy that can go out on the mound for us and do us a job, and just confidence for everybody involved. So, you know, extremely happy with the effort.
Coach Jeff Cincinnurus of the Carbon Dino baseball team, our guest right now. Coach, you got a great pitching performance from Anthony McLain last week, in a loss. You get another good pitching performance from Mitch Olson. It's like the rotation starting to round out a little bit as we reach the midway point in region play.
Yeah, I think they're settling in and knowing. Yesterday, we were a little undecided whether Cole was going to throw the first game or Mitch. The week before against Canyon View when we played, Mitch actually threw the first game and Cole threw the second game. And, you know, I like to let the pitchers know a few days in advance that they are going to pitch. And so either way, they knew they were going to throw yesterday, maybe just didn't know which game. But when they got to the park, we had decided, hey, we're going to have Cole throw the first game and Mitch the second one. So they had, you know, still had plenty of time to prepare themselves. But Anthony will start on the mound for us Friday at Richfield, and I expect another good outing from him. He's done a great job all year for us. He's done an excellent job. He caught two full games yesterday for us and just did a great job, you know, behind the plate. And he was actually somebody we thought about maybe even bringing in to help us pitch yesterday, but it's so hard to, you know, catch for as long as he did yesterday and then have the legs to go on the pitcher's mound. So, you know, we went with a different route and brought Cole in for that last out. But Anthony's done a great job. His hitting has been pretty consistent all year. He had a couple more hits yesterday. He's working extremely hard. And, you know, and I have confidence in him and you know, three or four other guys that I know can come in and help us out in any situation on the mound. And some guys are separating themselves a little bit at the plate now and defensively. You know, we've had some guys with the problem with making some errors and maybe not hitting the ball like we'd like them to. And some other guys have been stepping up. We got some great performances yesterday. Chase Morgan had a great performance yesterday, had a couple big base hits for us, played a solid third base and shortstop for us. Cameron Gunner's a junior who hadn't seen a lot of varsity time this year, who came in yesterday, played two solid games at second base. Had a big double in the second game and scored our only run in that second game for us to get the 1-0 victory. So extremely happy with the way Cam played yesterday. Jaden Flemmett had a double and a triple in the second game yesterday. And, you know, you start to see some matchups that help some of your players, and you start playing them in positions where they can succeed and you're going to get good things. And as a coach, that's what we're looking to do. And I know it's hard for people to understand that, and even for the kids sometimes to look at it and think about how you do things. But you want to put them in positions to succeed. And, you know, with the left-handed pitcher Richfield had going yesterday, it's awful hard for left-handed hitters to hit off left-handed pitching because they just don't see it a lot at the high school level. And so, you know, we had some kids who didn't swing the bat in the first game that got a chance in the second game, and they made the most out of it off the right-handed pitcher. So, you know, you got to look at things a little bit different. It's not Little League baseball anymore. You just don't throw everybody out there and just cross your fingers and hope they do well. You know, there's some strategy and some thinking and what the kids are actually doing on a day-in, day-out basis at practice and in the games before that that try and help you out. And those are things that we got to continue to look at the rest of the season if we want to go deep into the playoffs and give ourselves a chance to win games.
We'll talk about Friday. You said at the beginning of the season, you got to win at home, and then you got to sneak games out on the road. You guys lost one game at home. So now I think that loss a couple of Fridays ago against Canyonview puts a lot of emphasis on this Friday's game against Richfield.
Yeah, I mean, it's important we go take three games from Richfield. We take three games from Juab and North St. Pete now, losing those three games already to Canyonview. So that means we're going to have to win on the road. We're going to have to win two games on the road when we go play North St. Pete. We're going to have to win one game at Juab, and we've got to win this Friday with Richfield. And, you know, we're not in a do-or-die situation by any means, but like I said, we want to be in a situation where we're getting better every day that we play. And, you know, if we don't go win on Friday, it means we didn't get better. We've already won two games with Richfield, and so we know if we continue to get better, we're going to beat them a third time, and then we're going to handle our business the next week. So, you know, any kind of setback with losing any of those games means that we're not getting better that day. And, you know, it is important. It's important that you win at home. But, you know, baseball is a little bit different than some of the other sports. I think basketball, it's such a home court advantage with basketball. It's really hard. Baseball sometimes, I mean, you put a dominant pitcher on the mound and he can go win anywhere. It doesn't matter where he's playing. If he's dominant, he can win at home. He can win on the road. He can win on a baseball field he's never even seen or heard of before. And that's just the way baseball goes. And so, you know, home field advantage in baseball, yeah, you maybe know a bounce here or there, but I mean, a ball's going to take a bad hop on you no matter where you're at sometimes. And kids can really dominate a baseball game. So I just think, you know, our talent and our ability as a better baseball team, hopefully, than Richfield, you know, will show up on Friday and we win at their place, and it's not such a big home field advantage.
Coach, always fun to get you in and talk a little bit about the team. Congratulations on the two region wins, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Appreciate it, Jordan. Thanks.
That's Coach Jeff Cinceneris of the Carbon Dino Baseball Squad. We're going to pause for just a moment. When we come back, we'll start talking NBA playoff basketball. We have three games on the slate tonight. And also, if we get time, we'll recap the Philadelphia Eagles-Cleveland Brown trade. We talked a bit about that during the intro to the show, but Cleveland moving down from 2 all the way to 8. Philadelphia now picking number 2. It's all straight ahead here on Drive Time Sports.